Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact.
You go to Florence, Arizona, and draw that kind of crowd on an NFL playoff weekend?
I'm a professional witch hunter beater.
When was the last time you seen anybody on Fox talk about the 2020 election?
We're still processing. It's been a lot.
For the departure from our democracy that is happening right now.
Cheers to you all. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Chris Pronger, for all that you did for all those years for the Blues. And they hoisted his jersey into the rafters yesterday, right, Carl?
A proximity of his jersey. It was just his number.
Oh, his number. Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
They don't hang him from strings and then make him stay
you know
there
what I meant? They put his number up in the rafters. That's a big deal.
It is.
Glad to see that.
He's
so.
The number. There have been more than 700 players that have played for the Blues, and he is number 8 that has been retired.
Okay. Well, that's a big deal. I mean,
it's a very big deal.
It's pretty rare air for him. That's good. He was enjoying himself yesterday. This is what Pronger had to say to the people when he was introduced on the ice. Go to 16, please.
When you play in a city for 10 years and move back to a city, I've been here now 10 more years. And think about my hometown of Dryden. I lived there 15, so this is my new adopted home, being here now 20 years. You always motivated me to play harder, pushed me to play to be my best, and held me to a standard that I relished and tried to match. So cheers to you all. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having me. Let's watch it go up. Cheers. Thank you all.
And he proceeded to drink an entire 16-ounce Bud Light immediately after that.
Yes.
So good for him.
Very St. Louis of him.
Very St. Louis of
very
him.
We
appreciate that, Chris Pronger. We did. Hey, do we have Sue Thomas on here now? I think we do. She told me she'd be there.
She's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Sue, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Mark.
I went on the Facebook page. I was thinking of you when I did this, and I posted this picture I found, which made me very happy for one reason, and it would make you very happy for a different reason.
Yes.
It is a picture of David Lee Roth signing a Van Halen record for a little-known actor in 1978 named Kevin Bacon.
My close personal friend, who I've only met once.
I know that.
And am not a close personal friend of.
The seven, what do we used to call it? The 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something like that?
Six. The six degrees.
Six.
Yes.
All because of the movie JFK.
Yeah, it really is a cute picture. Where'd you find that?
I don't know. You found these things on the internet. Somebody posted it yesterday on some Van Halen group I follow on Facebook, and I thought it was pretty cool. So back in 78, Kevin Bacon had just done Animal House.
That's right.
And he didn't get the boost out of that movie that he expected, and apparently had to go back to working at a restaurant as a server, cleaning tables.
Oh, man.
So then he saw David Lee Roth, and David Lee Roth signed an album for him. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. It's a nice picture. They're babies. Wow.
they are babies in now, and I thought you would get a kick out of it.
Loved it.
Absolutely. All right. Good to have you back, Sue.
Thank you.
You bet. Good stuff. Hey, by the way, let's get to our guest. How about that? He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yolk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro joining us, and this is the consummate professional Todd Pyro, who called to warn us that his voice is not in tip-top shape this morning. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. So I have brought in a backup in case I can't go. My daughter is right here with me, excuse me, playing. So if this turns ugly, I'm just going to hand the phone to her. And St. Louis, you're just going to have to learn a little bit more about cocomelon, I guess. Do the people out there know about the cocomelon?
I don't think so. I've not heard of it. What is that?
If you're a parent of a child who is, you know, probably under four, you know cocomelon. It's the videos that you put on your phone to keep the kid occupied.
Okay.
To, you know, keep them from killing themselves or you. And let me just tell you, I know how the wheels on the bus go. They go round.
And round.
I can confirm that. I've done a little extra research. And the people on the bus go up and down. So just confirming for you.
Todd, thanks. Thanks for being a good sport. I mean, I saw you on the air this morning. So clearly you're powering through it.
Yeah. How bad did I sound?
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad, really, honestly. I mean, a little gruff, obviously. Is it just a head cold, or what do you got going on?
I don't know. I mean, my my baby gave it to my wife.
Okay.
My baby and wife gave it to me. It's not the vid on them, you know, so I'm assuming it's not the vid on me. But, you know, we're like in the sick house. Everybody else is struggling with COVID and not getting sick. We got some sinus thing, and we're all down for the count for a week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not saying I want to get the vid, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, before we go into the topic of news, I did want to say Chris Pronger had a very, very esteemed career up in my neck of the woods, if you recall. He was a big Hartford Whaler. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
That's where we got him. We got him from Hartford.
Yeah.
We played the Brass Bonanza last night for you, Todd.
You did? You played it at the ceremony?
Yeah.
That seems odd.
That was the Hartford Whalers goal song.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems odd that you'd play it when you're retiring him as a Blue. But hey, you know, Blues musical, Brass Bonanza also musical.
Well, that was kind of their way of you know, giving them the middle finger, I guess, right? Because then
we
thank you for
them.
Oh, wow.
for giving us Pronger. It was a great trade. I'm glad we picked him up. All
not
this
at
year
the time because
right?
We traded Brandon.
Yeah, who did
Shanahan?
You give up? Shanahan? Who was it? Yeah.
And Chris Pronger said, hey, I didn't realize how much you people loved Brendan Shanahan because I got booed every single time I touched the ball.
Right. Remember, how did you get Brendan Shanahan? Well, you signed him.
Scott
and then
Stevens.
As compensation, you had to give up who?
Scott
Two
Stevens.
Two?
The Devils.
Where they and won how many three Stanley Cups did that get me?
Three. Three of them.
Just because you knew those questions that I was going to ask.
He did. He did.
It's like the question I wanted to ask all the Cowboys fans. You kept on hearing. Sorry, are you a Cowboys fan?
No, but I'm that was the dumbest play I've ever seen. Potentially.
Yeah, it wasn't very bright. There was that stat that like Tom Brady has beaten 28 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, 28 quarterbacks in the playoffs. And I was just like, well, I can think of one he didn't beat twice. That's one Eli Manning.
Yes,
there you go.
That's true.
So take that, Eagles and Cowboys fans. You got kicked out of the first round this weekend. My team got kicked out before the first round, but we're going to get two drafted. So,
exactly. Exactly. You got to look on the bright side of this, right? Yeah, I watched the replay of the end of that Cowboys game, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, that was just poor. That was some of the poorest clock management I've seen. Now, here's my question, because I don't really follow the NFL that much. Has Jerry Jones fired his coach yet?
No, but there's speculation. And as a result of that speculation, Stephen Jones, his son, who I think handles a lot of the day-to-day now, basically came out and said, we are not firing him. So that means he'll be fired in a month.
He won't last long, that's for right. Sure. Yeah, we had, again, not to belabor the NFL thing, but we had the Cardinals and the Rams playing both of our former teams here last
yeah,
night.
I didn't think about that. You're right.
I don't know if any St. Louisans were torn about the outcome of that one or not. The Rams kind of put it on them.
Well, the former St. Louis team won, so there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good way of looking at that. The former St. Louis
team. Got some bad news for you. The former St. Louis team lost. Sorry. Oh, man. When I sound like I've been smoking a pack of Chesterfields for 50 years.
Well, we won't make you wear it out too much today, Todd. I did, though, want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, where the Democrats completely politicized the entire thing. Play Nancy Pelosi's bite, number 12, please.
Imagine 36 years old, left this earth in such a way that he has a monument on the Mall along with Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them with tears in their eyes for the departure from our democracy that is happening right now, unless the truth is acknowledged and this legislation is passed.
Oh, the drama. These statues in the middle of national parks have tears in their eyes. I mean, they couldn't have gotten any more ridiculous with some of the claims that were made during what should have been a somber event memorializing MLK yesterday.
Couple of points. One, aren't these the statues that the Democrats want to take down?
Yeah, in many cases.
So let's keep that in mind. But two, you hear a lot of the younger generation say the phrase, she is literally the worst. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure she is literally the worst. I mean, just come off your high horse. I made this point earlier, if you could hear it through my grovel this morning. But you have a situation where they know that they're not going to win. They're not going to pass through the voting legislation. And they know they're going to get housed in the midterms. So what are they doing? They're basically yelling at us all. They're yelling at us because they're frustrated they're not going to get their agenda through. Now, what they don't realize is the true mark of democracy. And later on in that speech, she said something along the lines of, like, bipartisanship isn't democracy. Or something along those lines. You don't always have to be bipartisan to get – no, literally that's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to say, Nancy, because if – you can't get something through, that means the majority of the American people don't want it. If you actually compromise with Republicans and did common sense voting legislation, common sense immigration, common sense fill in the blank, you'd be shocked as to how much stuff you could get through that the majority of the people in America like. But you're not doing that. You're trying to force through a ridiculous, woke, leftist, progressive agenda. If you talk to 20 normal people on a day in and day out basis, 20 of those people don't want it. You know, the only people who want that crap are the blue check marks on Twitter and the people who live in these cities that keep voting in these absolute morons.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Again and again and again. They said this yesterday. Sheila Jackson Lee, Chuck Schumer, all of them, Bernie Sanders, calling out Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema by name because they're so angry. And you know, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is if you can't get your way, you have to change the rules. And then you can get your way. Yeah.
What's crazy is I think if you polled, and I'm not saying every Republican, but I'm saying if you polled a majority of the American people and you said we could have what we have now, or we can have 100 people exactly like Sinema and Manchin, you're going to get some Democrat stuff in there because obviously they're Democrats. You're going to get a lot of social things in there, but fiscally and trying to keep the traditions of America alive.
Yeah.
You would also get that. I think the majority of American people would sign on to that, and I sort of feel like that's what we do here in Connecticut. You know, it's a Democrat-run state, but you know, so far it's with somewhat normal Democrats. And I think that's why we've been able to come back a little bit here. But, you know, as a result of that, I just read that. And again, I won't get too much into Connecticut politics here in a St. Louis show. But one of the long-term congressmen is being primaried from the left because the money's coming in from these crazy leftists across the country to try to find the mansions of the world, the cinemas of the world, and to get rid of them, which is insane because America can go along, can go on if we just have, you know, your cinemas and your mansions mixed in with some Republicans. We can't go on if we're 100 senators like AOC and 435 representatives like AOC.
Yeah, that's true. That is a great point. Well, I tell you what, Todd, I know you're struggling with the voice. We will we'll let you go. I'm glad you're keeping your crud up there in Connecticut, but I hope you feel better soon, my friend.
I thank you, and I will talk to you next week, hopefully with a better voice, maybe with the baby again. Who knows if I'll be home? I don't know.
All right. We'll see you next week, my friend. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
See you later. Todd Pyro, you up in keeping the crud in Connecticut. Those little germ factories, you bring them home, you know, you take them to daycare or something, bring them back home, and they're carrying those illnesses in. It's happened to every parent, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'm glad Todd is feeling better. To this point, I loved what Senator Kennedy said, in case you missed this yesterday.
Getting rid of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, in my judgment, would be like giving whiskey and car keys to a teenage boy.
a bad combination, I think we can all agree. And to Todd's point, and I didn't get to play this one earlier, I wanted you to hear what James Freeman said about this. He's for the Wall Street Journal, and he was talking about the issue of election integrity in this country and what the polls say about where the American people are on this.
Again, most Americans think that a valid ID to vote is a reasonable measure. You'd have a large number of Americans who think that you shouldn't be able to mail in a ballot with no postmark after Election Day and have it count. The procedures that states have decided on are eminently reasonable. He's casting them as some kind of a threat to the Republic.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a threat to the Republic if you don't agree with their point of view on this. So what has been the issue for election integrity? In Arizona, they did a forensic audit. They found so many thousands of cases where people double voted or were registered in commercial districts where there are no homes. There were so many red flags, and we're still waiting for the attorney general there to do something about it. We're waiting for attorneys general across the country to do something about it. Fortunately, a few, very few, not nearly enough state legislatures have taken up the issue to make sure we don't repeat the mistakes that we made in the last election cycle, November of 2020. What were those mistakes? Mark, you keep saying this. What are you talking about? So what has just surfaced is a video of the Delaware County, Pennsylvania election director. Her name is Christina Peroni, is how I'm going to pronounce it, P-E-R-R-O-N-E. On a Zoom call back in April or May of last year, talking to people on the elections board about what they're going to do next time around in terms of making sure that people are properly voting. Listen to it for yourself.
Again, most Americans think that a valid ID to...
Here we go.
This time it's much different than last time because we're going to have them sign oaths. They're going to need W-4s, and we need them to sign something allowing them to... somebody else to pick up. So we're going to actually follow the law fully this time. And so there's a lot more stuff in our letters.
Interesting. So this time we're going to follow the law this time around. That was her preparing for the next round of elections up in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, which begs the question, you know, we didn't follow the law the first time around. This is an elections director. This is talking about chain of custody issues, of proving who voted and who didn't vote, proving remember in Pennsylvania, one of the problems was that they would get in the absentee ballot or the one dropped off in a random voter box somewhere, and they would tear open the envelope and throw it away, and then they'd look at the ballot and determine who the vote was for. So once the envelope was thrown away, there was no way to trace where that ballot came from or who filled it out. Nobody was forced to prove who they were to cast those ballots. That happened across the country with the excuse of COVID, of the pandemic. They played loose and fast with the rules. And what I'm telling you, and what a lot of people are telling you, is that parties in this country took full advantage of that to load the ballot boxes. That's what needs to be investigated everywhere, not just in Pennsylvania, not just in Arizona. It needs to happen everywhere. We're going to get to a quick break here next. I got my friend Phil is going to join us. He's the training manager for the Range St. Louis West. Going to get you trained up in 2022. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
So I just want to mention again here off the top that the shooting at the hostage taking at that synagogue down in Texas. Thank God everybody got out of there safely. We find out now this is a terrorism case linked to terrorism. The guy flew here from England. The officials in Britain are still not sure how he got out of the country and got a tourist visa because he was on their watch list over there. So he comes to the United States. He stays in a homeless shelter and then somehow gets a gun and goes to the synagogue. Why am I bringing that up during 2A Tuesday? Because the way this story was worded is important. A number of news organizations, including ABC News, Al Jazeera, a few others, I'm sure this was probably picked up from AP, have reported that the guy got the gun in a private sale. He bought the gun on the street. He bought the gun illegally. There's a big difference between a private sale between two legal gun owners. That's a private sale. And you selling a gun to somebody who's not allowed to have one. That's a crime. And but when I see wording like that in a professionally written story, it's there for a reason. Just be alert to it. Because my suspicion is they're now going to push for a crackdown on person to, you know, neighbor to neighbor gun sales because this gun was bought in a private sale. I bring these stories up because somebody needs to point this out. That wording is intentional. This guy illegally bought this gun on the street from a criminal, because if you sold it to somebody who's a foreign national who's not allowed to have a gun, that's crime. So a crime was committed at the moment that sale was made. That's not a private sale. That's a crime. That's buying a gun from a criminal. That's exactly how that went down. So don't be fooled by it. So I had to mention that since it's 2A Tuesday anyway. I had to get that off my chest. I appreciate that. Hey, I've got to my friend Phil Balsamo on the phone this morning, the training manager over at the Range St. Louis West. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you been?
I'm fantastic.
Love watching Morning Coffee with Phil every day to see what's new at the range.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's great. People can go to the Facebook page and find that, by the way. Hey, I wanted to get you on here to talk a little bit about training. We're in a new year. You guys, your training programs always book up in a hurry. I think my nephew took one of your concealed carry courses just the other day. What's new for 2022?
We've got all sorts of cool stuff. We've got some stuff on the horizon that I can't quite mention yet because I don't know when it's going to exactly start. But we've got some other stuff that we've recently started to include a women's only basic handgun class that has gone phenomenally well so far, way better than my expectation of it, which was already pretty high.
Yeah.
the feedback we've been getting on it's been awesome.
Before you move on from that, what was the reason for that? Just people feeling less intimidated or whatever to be in a class with beginning class with other women?
Absolutely. So it's an interesting dynamic in our industry that this is very much looked on as a man's thing to do, right? Good old boy club and that sort of thing. And here at the range, we try really, really hard to squash all of that kind of stuff. And we thought that it was important. We've had a female part-time trainer here for some time, but we've recently, you know, about 6-7 months ago, hired our first full-time female firearms trainer, and it just felt like the right time to try this, to make sure that women understand that this is a place you need to be. Not only are you welcome here, but you need to come in here and check this out. And it's been really cool to see the apprehension turn into excitement.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure it's filling up just like girls just want to have guns and everything else you have
absolutely.
That sells out
absolutely.
Every month, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the other new things? You know, I mention all the time that you do the situational awareness classes like anti-carjacking and college student safety for people that have, kids that are heading back to school soon.
Yeah. So we've recently added some post-certified courses, which is for Missouri law enforcement to be able to take. They can get – it's essentially continuing education credits that they can get in the firearms world. So we've added a bunch of those and working with Missouri Post to continually add more of that kind of stuff. We've expanded our our AR Armorers course as well. We're looking at making that a post offering here very shortly as well. So we've got all sorts of cool stuff, and we've got some more training coming up here in the next couple of weeks that will allow us to offer some more classes as well. So,
well,
lots of cool stuff coming.
I would encourage people to go check it out. If it's something you've thought about, you can go to therangestl.com. Just click on the training tab, and you can see everything that's available on there. You know, when I look at the under the shotgun category, and you've got basic and then 1, 2, and 3. What's the difference there between those levels, Phil?
So basic shotgun is really meant for that person who needs that most basic level. Hey, I've never really shot a shotgun before. I don't know how to hold it. I don't know how to load it. I don't know how to do anything. What's the differences between a semi-automatic and a side-by-side and a pump action, all that kind of stuff? That's what we cover in a basic shotgun class. Then when we get into our shotgun 1, 2, and 3, we get into more of a defensive mindset and defensive loading techniques and shooting techniques and that sort of thing.
And same thing with the rifles then, right?
Correct. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, I really, you know, people hear me talk about it on here all the time, but I'm in the range. I see you in there all the time, and I hope people will take advantage of it and take care. A lot of these classes, like if you click on them, the very next ones are sold out. So I would, I would know about you, but I would encourage people to get on, find the class they want, find a time that works, and book it, because they do tend to fill up.
They fill up very quickly, yes, sir. And it is important, you know, as a lot of people, myself included, are not so great at planning too far out in advance, but you really need to. If you want to be able to have your choice of a class, you need to look out, find one that works for you, and book it.
Yeah, it's a great advice. Listen, Phil Balsamo, training manager over at the range, we appreciate your help, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself. Good to get Phil on here this morning. I just thought new year, people may have gotten something new for Christmas, or you've thought about getting involved. I had a lady I know reach out to me the other day, and she said, I'm not really a gun person, but I feel like I need to understand them better, and maybe I'll eventually buy one. Do they have anything for me at the range? And I'm like, well, look at that. Women's only basic pistol class that you can take over there. You're going to be there for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. I don't know how long it is. They provide the gun. They'll show you everything you need to know. And I'm just looking down here. They're already sold out for Saturday the 5th, Thursday the 24th. But they've got other classes on there that are available. And that's just a great example of it. I'm glad Phil brought that one up when we had him on here, because they got all kinds of stuff that you might not have thought about. All right, going to get to a quick break. Next hour, I've got Susie Moore, a deputy managing editor, of course, over at Red State, where they do lots of great coverage. Anxious to hear a little more about this story, about how much effort was put into hiding Bill Clinton's trips with Jeffrey Epstein when Hillary ran for president the last time. But now that we know about it, what's going to happen the next time? We'll kick that around with Susie next hour. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Carl, this actually saddens me that you're playing this theme music to Yellowstone.
Happy birthday, Kevin Costner.
Happy birthday to Kevin Costner.
How old?
Guess.
68. 67. How old is Kevin?
I don't know. When I said guess,
I was
stoned.
Oh, you didn't know either?
You bring up his birthday,
exactly.
You didn't even know how old he was.
Well, I just wanted Mark to be happy.
How old is he?
67.
Boom. Got it.
Nicely done.
Oh, that's close.
And then he stars on Mark's favorite television show.
Yeah, I do. I do love that show. And I did a little research earlier that one of the guys on Yellowstone is claiming that it's coming back this, they're going to resume production in May and that it'll be back on the air, the fifth season, this fall. But that's executive producer David Glasser. And Carl tells me, he doesn't have the final say.
It's Taylor.
Okay.
Taylor Sheridan. He's the one. He's the one that writes all the stuff. So as soon as Taylor Sheridan gets them written, they will be done.
Wait, but there's got to be more to it than that, right? This production has to be scheduled and all that. So this guy probably knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Taylor has told this guy this is probably when they're going to be done.
I'm trying to look on the bright side here. I mean, I like 1883. The episode 5 was, it was a tearjerker, man. It was sad.
You know, they're all dead now because it took place 150 years ago.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks for clarifying.
I appreciate that. Yeah, in fact, that I heard somebody say the other day that pandemic of 1918, everyone who got is long dead. Everybody who's even those who survived it. So anyway, yeah, 1883 has like a 2-week hiatus. It's not on again for 2 more weeks.
Why?
Because it said coming up in 2 weeks at the end of the show. I don't know why.
Football, probably.
Maybe.
Oh.
Potentially,
it,
even though Paramount
show?
Doesn't carry football. They just don't want to have to compete with it.
Right, but it's, you know, CBS owns it, so.
Well, I know, but if you have Paramount Plus, it's on demand as soon as the show drops.
They're making you wait, Mark, and you are patiently waiting.
I have no choice because there's no Yellowstone for me to watch. I'm mad about that.
And there's going to be a third one.
I'm sure I'll watch Yellowstone in about 5 years from now when it's on some service that I actually have. I'm always behind.
I'll have to tell you, and I Carl is a Star Wars fan.
I like Star Trek as
well. I'm a Star Trek fan as well, and I've been watching Star Trek Discovery.
Okay.
Caught my attention the other day. Which
That's
is
on the Paramount Plus.
Newer than I thought. I didn't realize that it was even out there. It was on Paramount, right?
Yeah.
And that's a good one. It's the prequel to Kirk and Spock and all that, and they talk about Spock, and there's a connection there, which I won't ruin it for anybody, but It's a good show so far.
I'll
really
take
is.
Your word
well
for
done.
It.
You would enjoy it, Denise.
Oh,
you
really?
Should, we're trying to get you tuned
into
this.
I've never seen anything Star Wars or Star Trek related. I would like this.
Well, it's a good place to start because you could watch this and then go back and watch the original Star
it's a good
Trek.
Starting point that you will never watch. Mark, did you watch Peacemaker like I told you to watch this weekend?
I could not entice my lovely bride to watch that because
not
she's not
everyone.
She's not a huge superhero movie fan.
A lot of nudity, a lot of cursing, a lot of violence.
We'll have to rethink that.
That sounds terrible.
Well, a lot of the nudity is John Cena.
Oh, no, I don't care to see that. So
your wife might.
Oh. Well, Carl.
And
this took a turn. I had no idea what this show was about.
It's a superhero show, so you won't like it.
Okay. Well, I don't have HBO Max anyway.
So I played the theme song from Peacemaker at the hockey game, both Saturday and last night. And James Gunn from St. Louis, the director and creator of this show, found out about it.
Really?
And he, thanks to Frank, actually, Frank said, oh, that's Carl that does that. And then I invited him to come up to the booth and pick out some songs. Because, you know, he did Guardians of the Galaxy, and that is like one of the film soundtracks that people love. He's the guy that picks out music, so let him come to a hockey game.
Outstanding. Yeah, good to know. Didn't know that. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Susie Moore. She's with Red State. They're covering a couple of big stories, including the story out of Michigan where they're telling parents to go take a hike if they don't like what's being told in public schools, taught, I should say. We'll kick it around with Susie at around 8:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.